إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد, I welcome all of you. We continue reading from the explanation of Usul al-Sunnah, the foundation of the Sunnah of Al-Imam Ahmad Rahimahullah by our noble Shaykh Al-Allama Rabi' ibn Hadi Al-Madkhali حفظه الله تعالى وغفر له ولوالديه وللمتكلم والسامعين وللمسلمين والمسلمات آمين. Al-Iman برؤية الله. Chapter tonight is about having belief in the ru'ya of Allah, that the believers will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on yawm al-qiyamah. Ja'alani Allah wa iyyakum minhum. May Allah make me and you from them. Ameen. قال الإمام أحمد رحمه الله ومثل أحاديث الرؤيا كلها. And also like the ahadith regarding the ru'ya, the believers seeing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the hereafter. Because he said this because he talks about the ahadith of al-qadr. وَمِثْلُ أَحَادِيثِ الرُّؤْيَا. Because in a previous point, the Imam Ahmad rahimahullah, when he mentioned, remember Shaykh Rabi', he said that Imam Ahmad began to mention some very important fundamental principles. We have to pay attention to them. And he began by the qadr, having belief in the qadr. And also now, and he mentioned ahadith. Those ahadith of the qadr, we have to believe in all of them and accept them. They are the truth. Regardless we comprehend some of them or we don't. Those we don't understand, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the understanding. We ask the ulama, those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raised them levels. But we believe in all of them. The like of this ahadith on the qadr, then the ahadith of al-ru'ya. Al-ru'ya, seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is not for everybody, it's for the believers. May Allah make us from the ameen. That the believers will see Allah on yawm al-qiyamah, and there is narrations. So it is from the fundamental principles of al-sunnah wal-jama'ah that we believe in those narrations. Ayyib. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى في الشرح أي رؤية الله في الدار الآخرة. فعلى العبد أن يؤمن بأن الله يرى في الدار الآخرة يراه المؤمنون. وإمام أحمد رحمه الله تعالى he said also the ahadith regarding the ru'ya says meaning seeing Allah, being able to see Allah in the last, on the hereafter, in the hereafter, not in this dunya, but in the hereafter. Shaykh Rabi' wa ta'ala, he said, it is incumbent upon the slave to believe that Allah will be seen in the hereafter. But he will be seen by the believers. The believer, they are those who will see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ja'alani Allah wa iyyakum minhum. May Allah make me and you from the ameen. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله وأنكر المعتزلة رؤية الله في الدار الآخرة بناء على شبهة باطلة, ورد عليهم أهل السنة بالحجج والبراهين من كتاب الله وسنة رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Mu'tazila, a deviant sect, they denied the رؤية of Allah in the hereafter. They says no, that Allah is not to be seen in the hereafter, based on falsehood, false doubt matter that they had. And this is one of the calamities of this deviant group. This is not the only way they oppose the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Keep in mind, these are foundations. These are foundations of our deen. This is the belief of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So the Mu'tazila, they say no. They oppose it. And the ulama, they refute their shubah. Ulama of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they refuted their shubha, this doubt, by bringing adilla. Na'am. They refute this falsehood by proofs from the Quran and from the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال وممن رد عليهم الإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله. From the great scholars of Islam who refuted the Mu'tazila. Once again, the Mu'tazila is a deviant sect. They have a lot of calamities, and this is one of them. From the great scholars who refuted them is الإمام ابن القيم رحمه الله, ابن قيم الجوزية. ابن القيم رحمه الله واحتج بسبع آيات من القرآن. شيخ ربيع حفظه الله تعالى said that Imam ابن القيم رحمه الله, he used as a proof in that refutation against the Mu'tazila 7 verses from the Quran. 7 verses from the Quran. قد يستبعد الإنسان الاستدلال بها. قد يستبعد الإنسان الاستدلال بها. The person, the Shaykh Rabi'i says, the person, if at first, when you know these verses that Ibn al-Qayyim used as a proof to refute the Mu'tazila, you may say, how comes that these proofs can be used in this moment, in this issue? No? Okay. قال ولكن إذا تأملها يجد أنه على صواب في الاستدلال بها رحمه الله. He said, but if you reflect upon these ayahs, okay, deeply, you will find that he was right. That Imam Ibn al-Qayyim was right by using those ayahs as a refutation against the Mu'tazila. وذلك فضل الله يؤتي من يشاء. This is the virtue and the blessings of Allah and the bounty of Allah. He give it to whom He wills. You know, sometimes, subhanAllah, one ayah, we read it many times, but then the same ayah you find alim or the ulama, they extract 100 benefits from it. For example, this same Allama, this is his unique, subhanAllah, he's one of the unique people, subhanAllah, he's tremendous Shaykh Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah. In matter of fact, he has written a book, 3-volume book, Madarij al-Salikin, explaining what? Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Alright, try to go home now and take a notebook and try to write something, how many pages you can fill, by bringing the benefits in this ayah, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. Try, experiment. Alright, see how long, how many pencils you have to sharpen. Or if you're going to go get another notebook. This Shaykh, he wrote 3 volumes. Aynan. SubhanAllah. So now he mentioned this ayah. The first ayah is the statement of Allah in Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 223, إِنَّكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوهُ. Know that you will meet Him. You will meet Allah on the Day of Judgment. Alright, now I ask you a question, because that's what Shaykh Rabi'i says when you look at this ayah. Okay, know that you meet Him, you will meet Him. What this has to do with seeing Allah? It doesn't say, the ayah doesn't say, know that you will see Him. You see? The ayah talk about meeting Allah. So what this has to do with seeing Allah? You see, so Shaykh Rabi'i says, at first when you just look at the ayah, a person may say, how this ayah applies in here? Anybody know? Before I read to you?
Meeting has to do with two people seeing each other.
I know. That's what you said. All right. Now you hear what the Shaykh says. Tayyib. Okay. Alhamdulillah. Tayyib. قال واللقاء لا بد فيه من الرؤية والمعاينة. هذا تقتضيه لغة العرب. أحسنت. So when you meet one, you see them. So you were right. I don't want to give you that one. You were scared for a while. Huh? When I said that, you're like, man, I shouldn't even talk, right? I shouldn't say a word. No. MashaAllah. That's good. You were right. Because when you meet someone, you see them. Seriously, and this is what the Arabic language means too. You meet someone, you see them, right or wrong. I met him, but you don't see him. Now you only meet someone, like I met you, now I'm looking at you, looking at me. Of course, we're not talking about those people who cannot see. Okay? وَاحْتَجَّ أَيْضًا قَالَ Also from his proofs, قَالْ إِنَّ الْآيَاتِ لَتِي يَتَعَلَّقُ بِهَا الَّذِينَ يُنْكِرُونَ لُؤْيَةَ اللَّهِ مِثْلَ قَوْلَ اللَّهِ تَبَارِكَ وَتَعَالَى. Sure. He even, subhan, look at the ilm. He even now, using the proof, the ayat that this Mu'tazila use as a proof to deny the ru'ya, he's using it against them. Subhanallah. Here is the proof that themselves, they say, look, we have an ayah from the Quran. Okay? We have an ayah to support this. He's like, what is it? قال الله. They said, well, actually, guess what? That's against you. You're thinking it is for you, but actually it's against you. How? Explain to us. That's what he explains. From that, what is it? Is the ayah 103 in Surah Al-An'am. قال الله تعالى, لا تدركه الأبصار وهو يدرك الأبصار وهو اللطيف الخبير. No vision can grasp him, but his grasp is over all vision. He is the most subtle and courteous, well acquainted with all things. Now, so how you understand this one? نقل شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية أن الله لا يتمدح بمجرد النفي وإنما يتمدح بالنفي المتضمن الإثبات وضرب أمثلة كثيرة لهذا. Now the Sheikh says that شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية, a great Sheikh, and you should know they don't call him شيخ الإسلام for nothing. Okay, شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله, he says, look, when Allah سبحانه وتعالى negates something from himself, that negation actually brings with it affirmation, affirm the opposite of it. This is the qa'idah, the ulama they have. Okay? When Allah negates something from himself, that negation actually affirmed its opposite. Right now, subhanAllah. And he mentioned many examples like this. لا تدركه الأبصار. No vision can grasp him. فيه إثبات الرؤية. This, that some people he said no vision can grasp him, meaning they don't see him. You see, he says no. This in this negation is affirmation with the رؤية that the believers will see him. لأنه ما نفى الرؤية وإنما نفى الإحاطة. This ayah doesn't negate the رؤية that the believers will see Allah. But what does it negate? Ahsant. Has to do with encompassing. You know? You see Allah. Okay? And he mentioned an ayah. Allahu la yuhitu bihi shay. Nobody can encompass Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Anta tara shams. Do you see all of it? Do you encompass the sun? You see the sun or you don't see the sun? All of you seen the sun? No. At least once in your lifetime? Huh? Okay. Huh? That's why you didn't see the whole sun. Did you encompass the entire sun? No, you see it. Alhamdulillah. Likewise. As-sama. Do you see the sky or not? Is your vision encompass the sun? No. Al-mawjoodat. You see this dunya or you didn't see it? The earth, you see it? Mm. No, you see it. You will live on it. But did you encompass all of it? No, you couldn't. See, that ayah actually is a proof against them. كذلك الآية الأخرى قوله تعالى لموسى لن تراني. In Surah Al-Araf, verse 146. Let me read to you the ayah, all of it so you understand. Our ayah, Surah Al-A'raf, ayah 143 actually, not 46, 143. وَلَمَّا جَاءَ مُوسَى لِمِيقَاتِنَا وَكَلَّمَهُ رَبُّهُ قَالَ رَبِّ أَرِنِي أَنْظُرْ إِلَيْكَ قَالَ لَنْ تَرَانِي ولكن ننظر إلى الجبل فإن استقر مكانه فسوف تراني فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا الله أكبر فلما أفاق قال سبحانك تبت إليك وأنا أول المؤمنين. And when Moses, Musa عليه السلام, came at the time and place appointed by us, and his Lord spoke to him, he said, meaning Musa said, O my Lord, show me yourself. I want to see you, that I may look upon you. Show me yourself, that I may look upon you. Allah said to Musa, you cannot see me. You cannot see me. But look upon the mountain. If it stands still in its place, then you shall see me. So when his Lord appeared to the mountain, he made it collapse to dust. Allahu Akbar. And Musa fell down unconscious. Then when he recovered his sense, he said, glory to be to you. I turn to you in repentance and I am the first of the believers. So, قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى طلب موسى من ربه أن يراه. Says, look here, we have an ayat in the Quran that Musa, who is a messenger, and he is min ulul azm. He is one of the five messengers of ulul azm, the strong will. Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Nuh, and Muhammad alayhim as-salatu wa-salam. Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, and Muhammad. Ayna, jazakum Allah khair. Tayyib. So if he requested to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He made a request to see Allah, Musa alayhi salam. لو كان هذا الأمر محرما أو مستحيلا ما سأله موسى هذا. So if it was not permissible or it was impossible, Musa would not ask this question alayhi salam. قال لن تراني ولم يقل لا تراني. So there is a difference in the Arabic language. Allah said to Musa, لن with لام النون. لن تراني. He didn't say لا تراني. لا is different than لن. Those who study in the Arabic language, they know. Those who are still studying, inshallah, keep striving. You will get to this chapter of لن and لا. And you will know the difference. And once you know the difference, it will help you to understand the Quran. That's what the grammar do. Once you, the more you get advanced in the grammar, in the Arabic language, the more you understand the Quran. We have لن and لا. Both of them negation. But what type of negation? When he said to him, لن تراني, you cannot see me, the Shaykh says, meaning now. You cannot see me now. It doesn't mean you cannot see me ever. You will never be able to see me. No, you cannot see me now, at this present moment. فَلَمَّا تَجَلَّ رَبُّهُ لِلْجَبَلْ جَعَلَهُ دَكَّ. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa, look at that mountain. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appeared to the mountain, subhanallah, fell down, the mountain collapsed to dust. Amen. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى موسى عليه السلام لا يطيق في هذه الدنيا رؤية الله. Says because Musa in this life doesn't have the ability to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doesn't. تركيب البشر الآن لا يطيقون به رؤية الله تبارك وتعالى. شيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى, he says, the human being as created now by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way, in this form, don't have the ability to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just don't. You see, for example, when you put something in the oven, pizza, chicken, whatever, 450 degrees for what? For 40 minutes. Now, alhamdulillah, 40 minutes. Now you want to get the chicken out of the oven. What do you do? Bare hand?
No.
Why you use bare hand to put it in? So what is the problem now? Why? You're a chicken? You can't get that chicken? Why? What's the problem?
You wasn't designed.
Ahsan, you're not designed. Allah created us, alhamdulillah, in the best form, but we have weaknesses. Still, you cannot grab that hot pan. You can't. You just can't. What do you do? I'm just giving that an example to understand here. Okay? So, Allah created us, but in this form that we are in this dunya, we'll not be able to see Allah. We can't. We don't have the ability to see Allah. Look at the mountain. The mountain was what?
Made
to dust. Subhanallah. Shaykh Rabi, he explained. He bring a hadith. Said, because the Prophet ﷺ said in the authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim, hadith of Abu Musa, Al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, قال حجابه النور لو كشفه لأحرقت سبحات وجهه من تهى إليه بصره من خلقه. This hadith, when you go to Sahih Muslim, hadith 179 actually, Afwan, you will find that Abu Musa radiallahu anhu, he says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was standing amongst us and told us five things. But I'm going to mention to you only what the Shaykh mentioned. One of those things he said to them about Allah, that His veil is light. In another narration by Abu Bakr, his veil is the fire. Is a fire. If He withdraws it, meaning the veil, if Allah withdraws His veil, the splendor, subhanAllah, of His countenance, of His face, the splendor of His face, his countenance, would consume His creation so far as the sight reaches. Allah. So the people cannot stand to see Allah in this Yawm al-Qiyamah, in this dunya. قال فالتكوين البشر الآن ما يتحملون رؤية الله تبارك وتعالى. As we are created in this form, in these shapes, we cannot stand to see Allah in this life. Okay? لكن الله سبحانه وتعالى إذا بعث عباده وأدخلهم الجنة يعني يدخلهم بهيئة وتركيبة مهيئة لرؤية الله سبحانه وتعالى. شيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى says, but on the day of resurrection, people are resurrected, and those who will enter الجنة, may Allah make us from the Ameen. And of course, the Shaykh says, kada wa kada, maybe he meant they will enjoy themselves, mashallah, as is going to be understood, that's what I understand from kada wa kada, and this and that, they're going to enjoy themselves with all of the delight that Allah has prepared for them. The Shaykh, he says, they will enter in a form other than the form they were upon in this life. Okay, they will enter Al-Jannah on a different form that will enable them to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? In this dunya, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove or withdraw His veil, everything is burnt. But on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the people who will enter Al-Jannah, they will be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they will not be in the same form they were upon in this life. Okay? Also, min al-ayat, from the ayat that are used as a proof, لِلَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا الْحُسْنَ وَزِيَادَةً, as a proof that the believers will see Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah, or that the Mu'tazila deny, and whoever follow them upon that falsehood. Okay? Is the ayah in Surah Yunus. The ayah 26 in Surah Yunus. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة. For those who have done good is the best reward. The ulama, they mention, as the Shaykh is going to explain later on, is paradise. And even more. They have something more. They have paradise and more. What is this more, this ziyada, this addition they will have from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Shaykh Rabi, he explained, he says, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained this. This ziyada is a ru'ya. As it came in the hadith of Suhaib in Sahih Muslim. This more, they will get the Jannah, and more, this addition is the ru'ya of Allah. May Allah make us from the Ameen. As the Messenger of Allah mentioned that in the hadith of Suhaib radiallahu an, in Sahih Muslim, hadith number 181, fi Kitab al-Iman, in that section of Iman, the book of Iman. وفسرها عدد من الصحابة بالرؤية. And also, a number of the companions, they interpreted to be a ru'ya, ru'yat Allah. This ziyada, this more in this ayah, is to be able to see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إذن فالحسنى هي الجنة والزيادة هي رؤية الله سبحانه وتعالى. So he said, in this, there is two terms in here in this ayah. Al-husna. Those who do good, they will have the good reward, the best reward, which is the Jannah. And they have the Jannah and more. What is more? To see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهِيَ أَفْضَلْ مِنَ الْجَنَّةِ The Shaykh says, and seeing Allah on Yawm al-Qiyamah is better than the Jannah. لا إله. Better than the Jannah. Allahu Akbar. والله يقول لعباده شيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى says والله يقول لعباده بعد أن يدخل الجنة هل تريدون شيئا أزيدكم. He says when Allah allowed the muttaqun, the righteous, the good doors to the Jannah from his servants, those who were admitted to the Jannah, and may Allah make us from them, Ameen. We can never be tired making this dua. Hey, now. Allah make us from them.
Ameen.
So when the servants enter Jannah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to them, anything you want, I increase you. Anything else you want. Subhanallah. قالوا ماذا نريد. He says, what else we can ask for? بيت وجوهنا. You made our faces white. Remember in the ayah, يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه. On a day, meaning the day of resurrection, when some faces are white while others are black. علماء, they says, تبيض وجوه أهل السنة والجماعة وتسود وجوه أهل البدعة والفرقة. That the faces of the people of Sunnah, those who are upon the truth, will be white. And those who were upon bid'ah and innovations, and they split and divide themselves from Ahl Sunnah, they are the ones, their faces will be black. They say, haven't you made our faces white? وَأَدْخَلْتَ الْجَنَّةَ وَأَعْطَيْتَنَا وَأَعْطَيْتَنَا. You allow us to enter al-Jannah. You admitted us to the Jannah. You gave us this and you gave us this. And they mentioned the bounty of Allah upon them in the Jannah. فَيَتَجَلَّى لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. Then at that moment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appeared in front of them. He appeared to them. فما يتنعمون بالنعمة ولا يجدون أفضل من رؤية الله تبارك وتعالى. With all the delight in the Jannah and the beauty of it and all of the delight, but nothing is compared to seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They couldn't find anything in Jannah better than that, seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله والأحاديث كما قلنا بلغت 30 في إثبات رؤية الله منها حديث جرير وحديث أبي هريرة. Says, as we said before, Sheikh Rabi' says this ahadith, they reached 30 narrations that affirm the ru'ya of Allah. From them the hadith of Jarir and the hadith of Abu Huraira. For example, this hadith, تَرَوْنَ رَبَّكُمْ عَيَانًا كَمَا تَرَوْنَ الشَّمْسِ لَيْسَ دُونَهَا سَحَابٌ وَكَمَا تَرَوْنَ الْقَمَرَ لَيْلَةَ الْبَدْرِ لَيْسَ دُونَهُ سَحَابٌ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said to the companions and to the believers, you will see your Lord in Yawm al-Qiyamah with your eyes. The same way you see the sun. There is no clouds between you and between it. And the same way you see the full moon. Can you miss the full moon? Huh? It's so bright. Can you miss the sun? That's why one of the poets, he says, وَقَدْ يُنْكِرُ دَوْءَ الشَّمْسِ مِنْ رَمَدٍ وَقَدْ يُنْكِرُ طَعْمَ الْمَاءِ مَنْ سَقَمِي. Now a person may say to you, there is no sun, because he can see it. He got problems in his eyes. Somebody who cannot see, he's like, there is no sun. What do you mean there is no sun? The sun is out there. A lot of people looking at it. But just because him, he cannot see it. The same way this Mu'tazila, because they couldn't see it. Because of their wicked manhaj and aqidah, They say nobody can see. What do you mean nobody can see? I know. Likewise, another person, because they're sick, they can't taste anything. Rare. Same food they used to enjoy. Huh? They, when his wife cook it for him and he praise her, or his mother, just say, be a little bit, you know, his mother. Huh? Because some people are not married. And they may not understand the example. But we have mothers, right? Alright, when your mother cooks that nice meal that you enjoy, you'll be hoping, because you don't want to cook it all time, because you'll be bored. And you're like, man, why are you cooking this all the time? So she cooks it all once a while. And you'll be craving, and you're like, ma, we gotta make this. Okay, so let me get the ingredients. You know, but she has another plan. She don't want you to get bored of it, you know? So you love it. Okay? But when you're sick, she presents the same, because she knows now you're sick. She's like, let me give him his favorite meal. And you're like, what is this? It doesn't even taste right. Why? What is the problem? Marid. Rajul Marid. The plate is okay. What is the problem? The man is sick. When a person is sick, cannot taste. Nothing. I cannot enjoy anything, right or wrong. Likewise, when those who are sick in their aqidah, they sick with innovations, they cannot taste the iman. They hear the ayat, but nothing. It doesn't mean. The believer, the ayah, they find the sweetness when they hear ayah, Allahu Akbar. When they hear a hadith, it feels on their hearts and they want more. Come on, give me some. SubhanAllah, you are holding on me, like we say. Holding a faith. This hadith, bring me more. Huh? Ahlul bid'ah, they're like, oh, come on, man, it's hadith. And it's heavy on them. Okay? But they cannot taste it. And that's a ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قال أحاديث كثيرة منها روى منها البخاري جملة ومسلم كذلك. Said many narrations. The Imam al-Bukhari has collected some of them in his Sahih, likewise Imam Muslim. هذا فيما يتعلق بالرؤية. He said, this is what concerns الرؤية, seeing Allah in يوم القيامة. قال الإمام أحمد رحمه الله, وإن نبت عن الأسماء واستوحش منها المستمع. He said, you have to believe in this ahadith that talks about the رؤية and affirm the رؤية of Allah on يوم القيامة, and that the believers will see Allah no doubt in يوم القيامة. So you have to believe in these narrations. all of them, even if some people disagree with that, with the people's hearing, even if it may disagree with the people's hearing, and even if the one who is listening to them feels repelled by and is averse to them. قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه تعالى أسمع أهل الباطل. نعم. They are the one. He says the hearing of the people who are upon falsehood. They are the one that their hearings is repelled by this ahadith. And he is find himself averse to these narrations. أما أهل الحق فيتلقونها بصدور رحبة. سبحان الله. As the people of the truth, those who are upon the truth, they welcome these narrations with a cheerful face, the chest, happy chest, subhanAllah. And you see the difference. وَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْهِ الْإِيمَانِ Rather, what is incumbent upon us is to believe in these narrations. لما ظهرت الفتنة وإنكار رؤية الله وهناك أناس يشوشون قال مثل هذا الكلام. Imam Ahmed said this in a time when trials spread, and from those trials and those bid'ah, people deny the رؤية of Allah. They deny the رؤية of Allah. And some people, when they hear this ayah, this ahadith, they feel, you know, averse. They are repelled by this ahadith. That's why he mentioned these statements, to establish this fundamental principle, and in the same way to refute Ahlul Bid'ah, the people of Batil. ثم قال الشيخ لما لأن الشيخ كان يشرح هذا. This book is the result of actually transcribed classes. Sheikh Rabi Hafidullah. They were transcribed because these were classes that the Sheikh used to give weekly in his house. And one of the students took those tapes and those classes, listened to them, transcribed them. May Allah reward him, because it's not easy. It's not easy. May Allah reward him. He's a brother from Algeria. It's written on the books. Do you have the book? Who has the book in Arabic? What's his name, the brother? Here, it's in the bottom, in every page. Let me see. Aina. Salim al-Jazair. Jazakallah khair. So may Allah reward him, because that's a tremendous job to listen. And that's a benefit for him. Alhamdulillah. And then he presents whatever he transcribed. He give it to the Sheikh Rabi. And he reviewed it. And make no mistake, the Sheikh, he reviewed things. Alright, he reviewed it and then he gave him permission to print them out, so that me and you here in America, alhamdulillah, we enjoy this class right here. None of us was in the Sheikh's house. MashaAllah. Or maybe here somebody who was in the Sheikh. I apologize if you've been in the Sheikh's house. That's not what my intention. طيب That's why I'm sharing with you this, because the Sheikh, he was talking to the people in his class. He says, هل أحدكم يشوش من حديث أبي هريرة أو آية الرؤية? Then he says, now you're hearing this ahadith of رؤية. Any one of you feel some way toward this? Any one of you is not happy by hearing them? He said, لا أحد, see? لا أحد ينبو سمعه عنها. Said, none of you, alhamdulillah. لكن أسماء أهل الباطل تنبو عنها. فيقول مثل هذا الكلام. نعم, he said, but the أهل الباطل, the people of falsehood, أهل البدع, أهل الضلال, when they hear these ayahs, they feel uncomfortable. This text of رؤية. So that's why Imam Ahmed mentioned this statement. Okay? Mentioned this statement. So now, because if somebody don't know the other side, they were like, subhanAllah, why is Imam Ahmed mentioning this? We enjoy the ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ, but you don't live alone in the jungle. There is other people who don't like this ahadith. So you need to be aware of that. You need to be aware of that. Barakallahu feekum. قال الإمام أحمد وأن لا يرد منها حرفا واحدا وأن لا يرد منها حرفا واحدا. Certainly it is obligatory upon him to have faith in them, in this narration, and not to reject a single word from them. أين لماذا؟ قال لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لا ينطق عن الهوى. Cannot reject one single word of this hadith. Why? Because they came from the one who does not speak out of his desires, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَهُوَ لَا يَقُولُ إِلَّا حَقًّا. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam speaks only the truth. Only the truth. وَلَمَّا قَالَ لَهُ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ بْنِ عَمْرٍ يَقُولُونَ لَا تَكْتُبْ عَنْ مُحَمَّدٍ وَهُوَ بَشَرٌ يَتَكَلَّمُ فِي حَالِ الرِّضَى وَالْغَضَبِ. And when Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, because he used to write the hadith, but the people, they said to him, do not write anything that Muhammad said, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he's only human. And keep in mind, he speaks when he's pleased and when he's not. You see? So they saying to him, don't write, he's only human like us. Don't write what he says. Okay? But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Uktub walladhi nafsi biyadihi la yakhruju minni illa haqq." But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to him, "Write, rather write by the one that my soul in his hand, mean by Allah, nothing comes from me except the truth." And Allah tells us in the Quran, "Wala yantiqu wama yantiqu 'ani al-hawa." He does not speak out of his desires. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ سُورَةَ النَّجْمِ. He does not speak out of his desires. It's all revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A summary to this point, or ru'ya, so it is from the fundamental principles of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah that Allah, that they affirm the ru'ya. رؤيه الله يوم القيامه. That we affirm the ru'ya of Allah on the day of judgment, that the believers will see Allah, and may Allah make us and you from them. Ameen. And you should know that there is ayats and ahadith, alhamdulillah, that prove that, and that there are those who deny this. From them is the mu'tazila, and whoever follow them upon their falsehood, they deny this ru'ya of Allah. طيب. قال ترك الجدال والخصومات في الدين. Another point is about ترك الجدال والخصومات في الدين. قال إمام أحمد رحمه الله ومن أصول السنة أيضا أن لا يخاصم أحدا ولا يناظره ولا يتعلم الجدال. فإن الكلام في القدر والرؤية والقرآن وغيرها من السنن مكروه ومنهي عنه. لا يكون صاحبه وإن أصاب بكلامه السنة من أهل السنة حتى يدع الجدال ويسلم ويؤمن بالآثار. Then he says, also from the fundamental principles of Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, that a person does not argue with anyone, nor dispute, and nor should he learn about how to make argumentation in such matters. For indeed, indulging in theological rhetoric, al-kalam, in the matter of qadr, the ru'ya, the Qur'an, and other such issues, are among the ways that are detested and which are forbidden. The one who does so, even if he reaches the truth with his words, is not from Ahlul Sunnah until he abandons using this mode of argumentation, and until he submits and believes in the athar, the narrations of the Prophet ﷺ and those of the companions. In the explanation, Shaykh Rabi' حفظه الله says, وينصح يعني الإمام أحمد بترك الجدال He says, he gives a sincere advice to the people that they should leave off arguing, argumentations, and that they use the kalam, ilm al-kalam, in the qadar, in the ru'ya, in the Quran, and other than them. Okay? So it shouldn't be. If you want to talk about these matters, you want to talk about the qadar. SubhanAllah, qadar is from the unseen. Say Allah says, the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, the Sahaba says. You have none of that? Well, keep your mouth shut. I'm sorry if I have to put it that way. You know? That's it. You don't just sit there in the qadar, you're among certain people in the qadar, and they just start talking. Well, you know, if you look at it this way. Don't look that way. Well, I would like to agree with you, man, but it doesn't make no sense to me. Who are you that makes sense to you? Okay? Remember what we're learning. Doesn't it make sense to you or not? The hadith is sound, believe in it. Inshallah, and ask Allah to give you the understanding, inshallah, ask Allah. Okay? نعم قال الشيخ ربيع حفظه الله وورد الأحاديث في النهي عن الجداء والخصومات. So there is narrations from the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم that make it prohibited for the people to argue in the matters of the deen and to dispute their matters. والرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم خرج وأناس يتناظرون في القدر فغضب حتى كأنما تفقأ في وجهه حب الرمان ثم قال أتريدون أن تضربوا كتاب الله بعضه ببعض. He said that at one time the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم he came upon the people while they were debating and arguing about the qadr. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم became very angry until he was seeing spots, red spots like the grains of pomegranate. You know pomegranate? They call it Chinese apple. Roman, it's red. So that's what he was seeing in his face. Out of extreme anger, he was very angry, the Prophet and said to them, they're using ayats against other ayats. Okay? Ankara inkaran shadidan. Prophet هذا يدل أن النهي عن النهي عن الجدال في القدر وفي غيره من العقائد. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he warned them against that. He was very serious about that in his warning. The Shaykh Rabi' said this is a proof that it's forbidden to follow these ways in the qadr and other than it from the matters of belief and creed. This is not how matters are settled. You said a couple of people said just talking about the qadr, jannah, malaika, the grave, the punishment, the soul, this, and just start talking. No, no. You gotta use text. Do you know anything? You have any ayats? Any hadith? With the proper understanding of these ayats and hadith? Look, earlier, Shaykh Rabi' he mentioned that Ibn al-Qayyim used the ayah as a proof against the Mu'tazila. That the Mu'tazila themselves, they use it as a proof to support their falsehood. It's not just go to the Mus'haf and select the ayah or two, but to what the proper understanding, the understanding of the Salaf al-Salih. And we're just happy and we thank Allah for guiding us to this manhaj. Can you imagine akhi bin or something else? La ilaha illallah. And we ask Allah, and we thank Allah, and we ask Him to keep us firm upon this manhaj. الإمام أحمد قال لا يكون صاحبه أن أصاب بكلامه السنة من أهل السنة. If a person follow this path of the أهل البدع, even if through that statement he reaches the truth, he is not from أهل السنة. He is not from أهل السنة. قال فالإمام أحمد متشدد في الجدال وأن من يقول أنه لا يتوصل إلى السنة إلا بالجدال فهذا يقول غلطا. He said, keep in mind that Imam Ahmad is very stern when he comes to arguments and the like. قال وعلى كل حال هذا الكلام لا يؤخذ على إطلاقه. Because Imam Ahmad رحمه الله تعالى, he said that he's very stern, and he says that a person cannot get to the Sunnah but through argumentation and this. He says it's not always the case, Shaykh Rabi', he says. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَبَاحَنَا الْجِدَالِ بِالَّتِي يَحْسَنَ. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He made it permissible for us to argue with certain people, but in the best manner. Like in Surah Al-Nahl, the end of Surah Al-Nahl, أُدْعُوا إِلَى سَبِيلَ رَبِّكَ بِالْحِكْمَةِ وَالْمَوْعِظَةِ الْحَسَنَةِ وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنَ. Call to the word of your Lord with hikmah, wisdom, and good preaching and teaching, but argue with them in the best way. You remember in earlier, the Shaykh Rabi' says, because the people are on different levels. Somebody who is ignorant but don't know the haqq, you give him the haqq. That's it. He will say, Jazakallah khairan, barakallah fik. But not in everybody you go to them and tell them, they say thank you. Some people they want to, no, it's not like that. Well, guess what? Well, this Shaykh said this. What about this Qabila? They want to argue. What do you do? Then, salam alaikum. No. If they argue with you, you argue. You go with them in that by bringing to them the adillah. But if you see that they are doing it for other reason, not for the truth, then will you leave them alone? Or you leave them alone. قال فإذا استوفى الجدال شروطه وكان المجادل يريد الحق لا يريد المباهة والمكابرة والمعاندة فأنت بين له بالتي أحسن. The Shaykh says yes. If you respect the conditions of debate, and the one that he's debating you, he knows the haqq, he's looking for the truth, he's not there only to overpower you or for other reasons, okay? He's not being stubborn, but he just need a little bit more time to understand. Yes, you be patient with that person and make things clear to him. أما إذا كان يميل إلى الغضب والصراع والتعالي فاتركه. He said, but if a person is debating you by yelling, loud voice, no respect, get angry, and that shows that this person he's looking for something else. So do not sit with him. Leave that person alone. But if a person comes to you and he says to them, Ya Akhi, it's like this, he's like, Ya Akhi, but I never heard this before. Well, you have any adillah? No, you don't tell him. Oh, you don't know the adillah? No, you said, okay, yes, there is adillah, Ya Akhi. Qala Allah, he may say to you, you may bring him one of these ayat like this, and he may say, Ya Akhi, I don't understand. How you bring this ayat? Tell them, okay, mashallah, Jazakallah khair for asking that question. Ibn al-Qayyim said this, Ibn Shaykh al-Islam said, Ibn Baz said this, or Albani. He may say to you, who is this Albani? I don't know them. Tell him, oh, you don't know Shaykh al-Albani. He may say, Ibn al-Qayyim, why you use Ibn al-Qayyim? I don't know he's Ibn al-Qayyim. He said, oh, Ibn al-Qayyim is one of the mashayikh, mashallah, and the sunnah, kada. Why we should take his statement? Why? Because he took from Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Why we have to take from him? Because he took from Imam Ahmed. Why we have to take from Ahmed? Because he took from Sa'id ibn Musayyib. Why he took from Musayyib? Because he took from Abu Huraira. Why he took from Abu Huraira? Because he's a companion who took from the Messenger of Allah. Now he's like, oh, Jazakallah khair, mashallah, ahsant. But if somebody is like, okay, listen, man, you know, it's not like that. We don't do it this way in our country, in our tribe. You know, you Hanafi, I am not. These people, you know, they are not there for the haqq, you leave them alone. Okay, but the person who is seeking the truth, be patient with them. Be patient. Not all the people, you're going to come to them and bring them a hadith and they kiss your head and say, Jazakallah khairan. Some people, they're different levels. And the Shaykh, he mentioned some examples. قال كان الشيخ ابن باز رحمه الله يأتيه بعض الخوارج ليناظرهم ما يناظرهم يأتيه بعض الروافد ليجادلهم ما يجادلهم. Look, Shaykh ibn Baz, a great Shaykh, have ilm, hikmah, Allahu Akbar, wara, zuhud. Still, he says, Shaykh ibn Baz, some of the khawarij, they will come and request to have a debate with him, he refused. Don't debate. The haqq is clear for you guys. We have so many talks. Go read the statements. Read the statements of the Salaf. If you don't understand, come and talk to me. You just want to come and argue with me. We don't argue like that. Likewise, the Rawafid, the Shia Rawafid, they will come and request to sit with the Shaykh and talk. Okay, we're going to show you that you're wrong. Who's wrong? He says, I don't want to talk to you guys. I know. Alhamdulillah, we're upon the haqq. I don't know if Imam Malik or one of the Imma, somebody come to him and says, look, I want to debate you upon this. He says, look, man, I know my religion. If you don't know yours, go find it. I know I'm upon the haq, alhamdulillah, that's it. Okay? And one of the Salaf also came to him, one person, he said to him, who's upon the al-bid'ah, wal-dalal. He said to him, I want to sit down with you and we talk about this matter. He said, for what reason? He says, whether I convince you that you're wrong or you convince me I'm wrong. He says, what is the result? He says, look, if I win, you follow me. And if you win, I follow you. That Imam said to him, what if a third person come and he win? We follow him? He says, yes. He says, listen, man, you don't know your religion? Go find it. You see, whenever somebody come and eloquent and overpower us, we follow him? No, we follow Quran and Sunnah. That's what we follow, man. That's why the laymen, the ignorance, they keep going from a masjid to a masjid, from YouTube to another YouTube clip, right or wrong? Right? They find the YouTube clip, this man is angry, and he's talking, I don't know about what. They're like, man, that's the man. Allahu Akbar. They love this man, based on the way he talk. They don't even pay attention with this man. He's talking about the principles of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, principles of Ahlul Bidah. That's because of his eloquence. Couple months later, he's another one who's more eloquent. They have another sheikh now. A year later, they have 7 sheikhs. They ask him about the other one. Yeah, he's nobody. He's not, man. What happened? That's old-fashioned. Old-fashioned. Talking about sneakers in here. Talking, this is the deen of Allah, man. Now look, from the principle that we have to hold on to the old, right or wrong? Alaykum bil-atiq. Grab that which is ancient, that which the Sahaba they were upon. Now they're like, man, I said, oh, that da'i is old-fashioned. Now you're going to get this man, this boy, man, he can teach you, you know, and fill you in. Man, you got to, yeah, audhu billah. Because they don't use principles, they don't understand principles. You see? That's why the importance of learning these principles, ya akhi. So you be able, you go to this khutbah, to this jum'ah, huh? You may, alhamdulillah, you may live close to a masjid upon the sunnah, upon the minhaj al-salafi, the imam and the khatib, mashallah, he bring these principles, walhamdulillah. What if you travel somewhere else? If a person he doesn't know these things, he travels somewhere, the other person is more eloquent, that's it. He be moving. That's it, he make his mind, I'm moving, that's my place, this is my man. Based on eloquency. No, based on principles. You go somewhere else and you will see, you be in the khutbah and you will like, I wish if this man just, something happened to him. I wish if he just be quiet, lose his voice. Because of the falsehood he's spreading. Have you been somewhere, some masjid and you just sit in there and you're like, oh, subhanAllah, I wish if this man just be quiet. You'll be waiting for him to say, okay, call the iqamah. Because of the falsehood he's talking about and you can do nothing about it until the end, and you go and talk to him and usually they don't want to even listen to you. Okay? And you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. قال وأخيرا قال حتى يدع الجدال ويسلم ويؤمن بالآثار. نعم. That person who is not using the way of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, using the way of batil and falsehood and Ahlul Bid'ah, even if he may say the truth, he's not from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. When he become Ahlul Sunnah, from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, until he give up argumentations, disputes, and the paths of Ahlul Bid'ah, and believe in the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. هذا الذي يجب. تؤمن بالآثار وترويها للناس وتشرحها وتبينها لهم إن كان يصعب عليهم فهمها. Now the Shaykh is talking about the, giving advice now to the students of knowledge. Okay, because his sitting is for students of knowledge, alhamdulillah. He said, you believe in these narrations, you narrate them to the people, and you explain it to them. See, now he's talking to students of knowledge who understand these matters. You explain this narration to the people, make it clear to them if they have difficulty understanding these narrations. قال إذا رأيت أحدا يجادل بالتي هي أحسن يريد الاستفادة تبين له عنده شبهة أزلها عنه بلطف والحكمة والموعظة الحسنة. Said, but in your class or whatever you may be, somebody has this shubha, this doubt. Okay? He's not upon the minhaj of Ahlul Sunnah in certain matters. Then you want to If you see, he said, that this person seeking the truth, even they may conversation escalate to a debate or the like, do it in a fine way. Be nice and kind to that person, trying to remove that doubt from his heart with hikmah, with wisdom and maw'idah hasana. That if you see that this person asking questions and you understand that he's seeking the truth. وإن كان يريد المماراه فلا تجادله لأن هذا لا يريد الحق ولن تصل معه النتيجة. Says, but if a person is debating you, arguing with you, opposing you in a way that he's just arguing for the sake of arguing, not you didn't understand from his statement, didn't feel nothing that this man is seeking the truth, then you don't argue with this person. Leave him alone, because you will never come up to any result with this man. You won't. You just won't. You come talking all night, and the wallahi happened. This sometimes it happened with some of the Salafi brothers. They oppose you in a certain way, and you sit with them almost until Fajr, and still don't come with no result. The same minhaj, but different understanding. You see? So how about somebody who just come, he's Ikhwani, you want to sit with Ikhwani? No, you don't. Don't sit with them. The laymans who are afflicted by Jama'at al-Tabligh, they are afflicted by Ikhwan al-Muslimun and the Takfiriyun, just because they grow up around that environment, yes, you can talk to them nicely, kindly. Alhamdulillah, if Allah was good for them, they accept. But the heads of Ahlul Bidah, now we know the minhaj and the position of Ahlul Sunnah Jama'at, that you run away from them the same way you run from the what?
Lion.
The lion. Are you going to pair the lion? Are you kidding me? No, man. You run. But a cat, even if frown on you and show you the canine, it's still a cat. You can pet it unless it show you otherwise, then leave the cat alone. But a lion, you can take that stand. Oh, that lion is smiling. You know, okay. Go for it. Now you're making takbirat on your janazah. Now you run away from the lion. Ahlul bid'ah, you run away from them. They're very eloquent. And especially if they can talk. Yeah. And some people, they go, they say, I'm going to establish the proof, akhi. He don't know anything, miskin. Alhamdulillah, guide him to the sunnah, manhaj al-salaf. He don't have knowledge. He's still just learning. He want to go to this imam, hizbi, ikhwani. He has PhD, I don't know from where, memorize Quran, no ahadith. I'm going to establish the proof. What happened after that? He was one of his main men. He became one of his main men. It happened before. That's why the ulama, they warn against this. Alright? You ain't gonna go with the butter knife, go looking for somebody outside with a rifle. Now stay home. Stay safe. Right or wrong? Stay safe. Barakallahu feekum. And of course, once again, we remind you to write, bring pencils, pen, notebook. Huh? As our Imam, Hafidah Allah, he says to the children in his class, Quran class, I learned this from Idris, my son. I was going once with no pen. I forget my pen because they changed my tool. He says, Ali, your pen. I said, Jazakallah khairan. He says, you know why important for you to have a pen? I says, why? He says, Alim Khalif, he says, a student without a pen is like a what? A soldier without a weapon. Allahu Akbar. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.